movement, futures, and more. It's everything you need to know about sports betting. It's The Money Line with Jim Irizarry on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT.
So let's see how many bugs I find. Hi, how are you? I'm Jim. This is The Money Line. Of course, the social's up and running. At The Money Line 961 on both Twitter and Instagram. Let me know how you've been doing. It's been a couple weeks. Weren't on last week because of Memorial Day weekend, so I hope it's been as prosperous for you as it has been for me. I had a nice couple of baseball parlays, nice little crossboard parlay cash in for me over the weekend, so that's always good and welcome. It was wild seeing over, like, what was it, like 125,000 people at the Indianapolis 500. That was the biggest crowd that we've seen in like 2 years. So I was like, wow, that's what that looks like. That's what the packs, like, it looked packed, even though it wasn't, but it looked packed. So that's what 125,000 people in the same place looks like. Wow. Ballparks, arenas starting to fill back up. Things getting, you know, as close to normal as they're going to get. But we got a reminder over the weekend that, you know, as close to normal that we're getting, we're still in a pandemic. John Rahm was certainly reminded of that on Saturday. He shot an 8-under, an 8-under third round on Saturday afternoon at the Memorial. He was going to be the heavy favorite to finish the job, win a second straight Memorial. And then he found out that he tested positive for COVID and was forced to withdraw. Here you are, 18 holes from another title, and you have to withdraw because of COVID-19. If you're watching on CBS on Saturday, gah, you just felt so bad for the guy. He was just devastated. But it also, you know, here's where I'm going to sound a little bit insensitive, but I, you know, like I said, I hope he's okay. I hope he comes out okay. It kind of got a little troublesome for some sports books over the weekend. DraftKings, PointsBet, FanDuel, and BetMGM all paying out outright bets on Rahm. He started around plus 1,000 before the tournament, and they're paying those out. William Hill following that trend, according to Darren Rovell of the Action Network, saying that following John Rahm's withdrawal from the Memorial Tournament due to COVID, all tournament bets on Rahm will be counted as winners. So if you have that going, hey, cool. The Superbook in Las Vegas, meantime, counting the result as a loss for Rahm, said the Superbook's Jeff Sherman. Like any golfer that withdraws, it's unfortunate, but that's the result. The circuit in Las Vegas followed suit, ruling that all of Rahm tickets were going to be counted as losers. He reached 18 under par with his final birdie of the day on the 17th hole. He was minus 1,200 to win the tournament at BetMGM. Likely would have won $1.674 million. I wonder if he was upset about getting the diagnosis or about missing out on that fat check. Probably 1 and 1B, I think. There was a vaccination set at Muirfield Village this week for players or spectators to get their first shots. According to Jason Sobel of the Action Network, Rahm received his first shot of the vaccine. He did so after he came in contact with a person who had already tested positive. So, unfortunately, he wound up testing positive himself later. Just an unfortunate series of events at the Memorial, but it's just a reminder that that could still happen anywhere. In sports, at work, among family, COVID-19 isn't going away. It's not just going to disappear one day. It's still going to be around. But if you're vaccinated, you've got a much better chance of being able to fight it off, being able to fight off some of the more severe symptoms of it. You know, we have these opportunities to build up our immunities to it. Of course, you know, some people don't want to contribute to society, and fine. You don't want to contribute, you shouldn't get to contribute. That's a discussion for another day. Maybe I'll have the discussion if I ever get more than a half hour a week. But hey, that's a whole other story I'll do. Coming up, We'll go through tonight's action in baseball, basketball, and hockey. You are listening to The Moneyline on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT.
It's The Moneyline with Jim Irizarry on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT.
This is kind of one of those coin toss kind of nights. If you ever needed a night to just not worry about betting, tonight might be it. If you think that you might be able to cash in pretty nicely, tonight might be your night. So, like I said, coin toss. Three games on the baseball schedule, two in the NBA, two in the NHL. That's it. Miami's at Boston. That's already underway. Red Sox, top of the fifth, leading the Marlins 5-2. I've seen a couple of specials, by the way, like a couple of like profit boosts on various sports books, you know, about total home runs for tonight. And I didn't check what the number was, but it could be something like 3.5. And if that's the case, Marlins already have a home run, so we're a third of the way there. We're coming in. Put some money on 3.5. Kansas City's at the Angels later on tonight. 9:38, I think, is the first pitch for that. Kansas City favored at plus 143. That's what I like, anyway. Think about taking the over on this one. Over of 9. Kansas City right-handed pitcher Jackson Kowar making his major league debut against the Angels. So, to assume that he's going to struggle, but he should be able to get plenty of run support because the Angels are throwing Dylan Bundy up on the mound and he's served up 7 home runs in his last 3 starts. He's also winless on the season. Yeesh. Angels are 9-0 over-under in the first game of a series with no rest at home. The Royals are 9-0 over-under as underdogs after a home game when their opponent's starting pitcher has same-season revenge. So take that for what it's worth. Cubbies are at San Diego. San Diego at minus 121. Adbert Alzolay. He's been solid this year. He's got a whip of 0.915, 9.5 strikeouts per 9 innings. Made possible by his low 5.2% walk rate and 234 expected batting average. Not bad. T-Mobile Park, it's been kind to pitchers not just this year, but forever. The under carrying 18-12. 18-12 on the under at Petco Park. It's not T-Mobile Park. That's up in Seattle. Petco Park. Add in that the Padres have gone a little bit cold, and Azalea held them to just 1 run 5 days ago at Wrigley. Got a good chance at another slow Padres scoring day. Now, granted, the last 2 days they had faced Jacob deGrom and Marcus Stroman, who are pitching lights out right now, but, you know, could mean something. On the other side, Ryan Weathers, he looks to continue to build on his decent home numbers against a Cubs team that has gone over it just 3 times in its past 10. Of course, the Padres seeking payback after getting swept in Chicago last week on the mound. You know, like I said, Azalea. He's never pitched in a late game on the West Coast. Look for the Padres to take advantage of seeing him for the second time in 6 days, too. So grab San Diego here. In the NBA playoffs, Milwaukee is at Brooklyn. That's game 2 of their series, Brooklyn leading 1-0. Milwaukee, the favorite here. The Bucks looked pretty rusty in game 1. They were just 6-for-30 from deep in the 115-107 loss. That's probably not happening again. Chris Middleton was an awful 6-for-23 overall. He'll be better. The Nets, they're not going to have James Harden due to a hamstring injury that he suffered in game 1 very early on. Sure, they survived without him, but that's going to make things a little bit different. The Bucks can prepare for that. Kyrie Irving could be a bit gassed, too, after playing a season-high non-OT game 45 minutes. Kevin Durant played 40 minutes. Maybe load management doesn't work as well as we thought. Maybe. I like Milwaukee here. They're the favorite here on the road in Brooklyn. Denver is at Phoenix for game 1 of that series. The Nuggets managed to advance past the first round despite not having Jamal Murray. It helped that they were playing a Trailblazers squad that, let's face it, sucks on defense. Among the worst defensive teams in the league. The same can't be said for the Suns, though. They've got their own injury issues with Chris Paul, but He's had some added time off for rest. Devin Booker's locked in. So they're going to take care of business at home for game one. And cover along the way. 4.5-point favorites in this one. Both teams are on equal rest, but that extra couple of days should work wonders for Chris Paul's shoulder problem. Nuggets won the regular season series 2-1, but both wins were in overtime. And Denver had Jamal Murray. He averaged 25 points in that series, but of course now out for the year. There was hope on the Nuggets side that Will Barton would return from injury tonight, but he's not going to return tonight, so that backcourt advantage for Phoenix, that's pretty big. That's going to be the difference tonight. In hockey, the Islanders are at Boston. These are two teams, it's fun to watch those two teams at home, when they're at home, especially like over the weekend on Saturday night. Nassau Coliseum was insane for the Islanders. Just absolutely, like, sounded like a Premier League match. That's how in tune they are. Game 5 between the Islanders and the Bruins tonight. Boston is favored. They're sitting at minus 180 for this game. They've led every game in this series, yet it's still tied at 2. That tells me something. The Bees were held to just one goal in Saturday's loss, and have won 10 of their past 13 following a game scoring 2 goals or fewer. Boston coach Bruce Cassidy mentioned a potential lineup change or two on the third line. Probably wouldn't hurt. Their third line did nothing in Game 4. The Islanders are 2-5 in their past 7 after a win, and 0-2 in this series. Game 4, sure, they won 4-1, but it was still 1-1 midway through the third, and the Islanders added 2 empty net goals. They had that Nassau Coliseum crowd behind them, like I said. Boston's going to be just as crazy, though, at TD Garden. So I like Boston in this game, and then we get one more game at the Coliseum, and Boston probably wraps that up. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe the Islanders send out the Coliseum on a high note. That'd be pretty cool. Winnipeg is at Montreal. Montreal favored at minus 160. It should be higher because Montreal has been sweeping the series so far. I thought the Jets were going to avoid the sweep. Nope! They should have won yesterday, but didn't. Playing back-to-back games with all the momentum on the side of the Canadiens does not help either. They've been unable to score, and Carey Price has been dominant in net. Canadiens have just dominated the series in every aspect of the game, and that's not going to change. Canadiens are riding high after sweeping after winning Game 7 against the Maple Leafs, anyway. I got a buddy who's a Maple Leafs fan. I don't know why he's a Maple Leafs fan. I don't think he's ever been out of Ohio, quite honestly. But he's a Maple Leafs fan, and of course, you know, a couple years ago, it was fun to poke fun at him. Now it's just sad. I just feel bad for him. Oh, well. Coming up, all sorts of stuff about the Floyd Mayweather-Logan Paul fight, the NFL, a big trade there, some numbers moving around in futures, though, and also the Lakers and how much of a disappointment they are. They make me sad. It's all coming up on the Moneyline on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT.
Now, back to The Moneyline with Jim Irizarry on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT.
Let's take care of a little business first here. Same story every year. Your dad, husband, baby daddy ends up with socks or another tie or summons for child support on Father's Day. Hey, I don't judge. Not judging. Make this year one he won't forget. Surprise him with $1,000 from Michiana Sports Leader, 96.1 WSBT. We're giving one lucky dad $1,000, and all you have to do is sign up at WSBTRadio.com now through June 13th, which is this Sunday. You've got now through this Sunday to go sign up at WSBTRadio.com to get your dad in line for $1,000. It's brought to you by Eclipse Window Tinting. This Father's Day, reduce solar heat and sun glare in your home or office. All right. Did anybody actually bet anything on the Floyd Mayweather-Logan Paul fight? It's a little bit tough, I know. There weren't any official odds put out because there were no judges and no official decision. Just entertainment, if that's what you call entertainment, I guess. I didn't watch it, didn't pay attention to it. I just keep feeling bad for the sport of boxing and people who like the sport of boxing. Not some YouTube kid and a retired boxer, you know, fighting in, you know, quote, fighting. They were both smiling at the end and getting booed for it. It's kind of what happens when you take a bunch of people's money. I'm surprised they made it out of the arena alive, quite honestly. Not that it didn't help put itself in the situation that it finds itself in. Okay, they certainly made plenty of mistakes through the years, but I mean, if you're a real boxer, someone who's been pounding the bags and training and going through the amateur ranks and trying to get attention of a pro agent to get that chance, how do you not say to yourself, if I just add some martial arts training to things, I could just go MMA? How do you, someone want to take that to me? Someone want to explain that to me? At the Moneyline 961 on Twitter and Instagram, if you got a thought on that. In the NFL, big trade from the weekend had Julio Jones and a 2023 sixth rounder going from Atlanta to Tennessee for a 2022 second rounder and a 2023 fourth rounder. As a result, the Titans are now co-favorites with the Colts at plus 110 to win the AFC South, according to William Hill. Tennessee also jumped up from plus 3,500 to plus 3,000 to win the Super Bowl, and then up from plus 1,800 to plus 1,500 to win the AFC. Now, this also has to help Kyle Pitts out, right? This has to move people to Kyle Pitts being the Offensive Rookie of the Year, doesn't it? Pitts is still listed at plus 1,100 to win that award, tied with Najee Harris of the Steelers, and behind the top five quarterbacks, of course, Lawrence, Wilson, Lance, Fields, and Jones. With Julio Jones out of the mix in Atlanta, Pitts has got to have a bigger role now, right? So that's only going to help his chances. So, I mean, jump on that 1,100 while you still can. I saw some places even dropping it down to plus 800 already. And, you know, if you can find a plus 1,100, you know, jump on it now. Plus 800, not bad either. That'll still get you a pretty decent return. But plus 1,100, find it and pound it just for Kyle Pitts, because he's going to get a ton of action coming up. By the way, can we talk about that tweet that the Falcons sent out after the trade? Did they want us to think that Julio Jones was dead? Did they want us to think that he was going off to war? I mean, if you saw it, I'm going to try my best to describe it. It's Julio Jones. It looks like he's coming out of the tunnel because, you know, it's a picture taken behind him. There's a bunch of clouds, you know, like fog on the ground. And then, you know, open sky with some jets in it. Did you ship him off to the jet? What happened? What happened in that tweet? Is he stuck in a holding pattern at the airport? What was that? Well, if the Falcons are trying to be metaphorical about it and saying that his career's dead after going to Tennessee, just how dumb are you? He's still putting up numbers for the Titans next year. It's not like he's lost a step. The one thing that could keep that from happening is his health. That's it. Julio Jones is still a top-flight receiver. Pardon the pun. Sorry. What? I was just like, what is this? I mean, the fact that they had that as the tweet ready to go. Wow. Finally, the Lakers. Certainly the big disappointment at the sports books this weekend. At the start of the season, it was the Lakers and Brooklyn as the top two teams to win. And, you know, who could blame it? You know, the Lakers are the defending champ. Of course you put them at the top. You know, you got LeBron, you got Anthony Davis, you got a ton of other guys that they went out and got. Dennis Schroeder was supposed to be huge for them this year. Just whatever, this year. They were still in the top five odds to win the NBA championship at the start of the playoffs, and now they're sitting at home. Sure, injuries, and more importantly, the timing of those injuries definitely took their toll, and That let Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns move ahead. Plain and simple. Anybody else excited to see Nikola Jokic going up against Chris Paul? That's actually a Paul that I want to see. Chris Paul. I don't want to see Logan Paul. Or Jake Paul. Or whichever Paul it was. Whichever Paul it was, you know. Conniving with Floyd Mayweather to take people's money. Seriously, if you paid that pay-per-view dollar for Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul, what are you doing with your life? You've got to go examine some things, okay? What are you doing with your life if that's what you're paying for? Anyway, Nuggets and Suns. Their series starts tonight. So, there you go. I just can't get over that show. I can't get over that fight, you know, quote fight. I can't get over the Julio Jones tweet where, you know, it looks like he, you know, now the late Julio Jones. I can't get over either one of those. It's hilarious. Anyway, South Bend Cubs baseball takes a spot all through the rest of the week, and God, whatever. What else? South Bend Cubs baseball, basically. And I'll see you again next Monday. That's going to be the 13th. No, that's going to be the 14th, because today's the 7th, and there's 7 days in a week. I can do math. Anyway. Socials going to be up and running all through that, at the Moneyline 961, Twitter, Instagram, coming soon, a whole new way to experience the Moneyline as well. And, the podcast of everything you just heard, in case you missed it and want to go back and relive it, it'll be up, shortly. All right. I'm Jim Irizarry. I'll see you next Monday. Until then, bet smart.
You've been listening to The Moneyline with Jim Irizarry on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT. Catch the podcast at WSBTradio.com.